A few months ago, I received a newsletter from a clothing company that changed my life, or at least the attitude I take towards life. I asked them if I could share it with you all, and they said yes, as long as I gave them credit. So, credit for this meditation goes to Go Fast, Don't Die, a clothing company. Here we go. I want you to close your eyes while imagining the following scenario for a moment. Pretend time. Go. You walk into your favorite coffee shop. You order your usual favorite. They hand you a full warm cup of aroma, and right as you turn around, someone bumps into you, causing you to spill coffee all over them and yourself. Can you see the coffee staining your shirt? Hear the splashy drips hitting the ground? Feel the awkward discomfort of the clash and its result? Good. Pretend time is over. You can open your eyes. Got a question for you. Why did you spill coffee? Because someone bumped into you? No, that is not why you spilled coffee. The reason you spilled coffee is because that's what was in your cup. If you had ordered tea or hot chocolate or milk or whatever, you would have spilled that. When life bumps into you, rattles you, shakes up your plans, and it will, what's going to spill out of you? Will it be anger, self-pity, fear, insecurity, or love, compassion, hope, and gratitude? Whatever you fill yourself with this week, it's your choice to make. So, what's in your cup? Look, it's important to create a practice of holding good emotions in your cup so that you do not spill negative experiences and feelings onto other people. Once you start seeing the world this way, it will become very obvious which people are carrying negative emotions, like hate and anger, or self-serving experiences, like entitlement and pride in their cup, and which people are holding on to good, beautiful emotions, like love and peace, or community-serving experiences, like compassion and gratitude. The people who are carrying negative emotionalities in their cup will react towards everything, the bad and the good, through that lens. The people who are holding on to good, beautiful emotions will respond towards life with peaceful, loving-oriented feelings. And just so you know, it's okay to have some negative emotions in your cup. In fact, it's important to acknowledge and appreciate and not sublimate them, or you might end up spilling them everywhere just by accident. Sometimes, people will try to pour their negative feelings and experiences into your cup. You cannot let them poison your cup because you are the only one who holds on to it. You'll find that, as you cultivate your practice, you'll see and understand more of what other people hold in their cup. It is very important to cultivate the positive and good emotions so that you do not end up older and bitter and reacting to all life events with stress, worry, and anger. Also, just as an FYI, whatever you're holding in your cup tends to spill onto you. So be mindful of your heart and practice. Whatever negative emotionalities or experiences you're holding onto, you gotta let go of them for dear life. Thank you.